亲爱的弟兄姐妹、来宾朋友们，平安夜快乐
！Good evening, brothers and sisters, visitors and friends. Merry Christmas Eve.
很开心能和大家一起过圣诞夜，来庆祝我们的救主耶稣的降生。
It's such a joy to be spending Christmas Eve together with you all to celebrate the birth of Jesus, our Lord.
我也代表教会呢，欢迎第一次来和我们聚会的新朋友们，愿神的祝福临到你和你的一家。
If you are visiting us for the first time today, I'd like to extend a special welcome to you on behalf of our church. May God's blessings be upon you and your family.
2020年呢，可以说是非常的不平凡，甚至是不平安的一年。大家都还好吗？
2020 seems to have been a very abnormal and even turbulent year. Has everyone been doing okay?
我真的非常的希望大家在今晚这样一个平安夜都能享受到真正的平安。
I really hope that everyone will be able to receive true peace this Christmas Eve night.
我知道在过去一年中，大家都在经历不同的难处和挑战。
I know that over the past year, everybody has been through different challenges and trials.
我们中间有在等候身份，等候伴侣。等候工作的。
In our midst, there are those who are awaiting legal status, awaiting a spouse, a job.
也有在等候身体恢复健康的。
There are those who are awaiting recovery from sickness.
有为前途和国家的未来担忧的。
Those who are worried about their future or the country's future.
也有在等候神来解答我们心中的疑问。抚平我们内心的创伤的。
And there are also those who are seeking answers from God about various questions we may have for him in our hearts and hoping he'll heal any hurt deep within our hearts.
我们更是在一起耐心地等候疫情的过去。
We are especially all patiently waiting for the passing of COVID.
那在历史中呢，有一群以色列人，他们也常常在各样的困难甚至是绝望中等候着。
In history, there has been a group of Israelites who have, through many difficult and desperate times, also patiently waited.
他们常常流离失所，甚至沦落成为奴隶。
They have endured multiple displacements from their homes and even years of slavery.
那是什么让他们能继续好好的生活呢？
What was it that kept them hopeful and gave them strength to continue to live well through all that time?
就是神赐给他们的话语。
It was the word that was given to them by God.
因着神透过先知向他们说话，让他们心里有了盼望，让他们在困难中仍然可以带着信心过好每一天。
It was the word that God spoke to them through prophets that gave them hope to continue living each day by faith during trying times.
那我今天要和大家分享的经文呢，就是神透过先知以赛亚来给那个时候已经失去国家的以色列人的一个预言。
The passage I'd like to share with everyone today was the word of God spoken through the prophet Isaiah.It was a prophecy given to the Israelites during a time when they'd lost their country.
那在以赛亚书的九章六到七节呢，神就应许要赐下一个君王来救他们脱离一切的困苦，让他们重新享受平安。
In Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 to 7, God promised them a coming king who would save them from all suffering and grant them peace.
那今天我们聚在这里呢，就是要来庆祝这位以色列人等候多时的弥赛亚君王的降生。
Today we are gathered together to celebrate and remember the birth of this messianic king that the Israelites had been waiting for all along.
在2000多年前，他已经来到了我们中间。
2000 years ago, he came down to earth and dwelt among us.
他不仅是神赐给以色列人的君王，也是神赐给你和我的救主。
Not only is he the king that God gave to the Israelites, but he is also the savior king that God has granted to us today.
他的名字就叫耶稣。
His name is Jesus.
我今天分享的主题是让耶稣进入你的未来。
The topic I'll be sharing this evening is Let Jesus come into your future.
让我们先一起来到神面前祷告。
Let's bow our hearts in prayer.
亲爱的天父，我们何等的感恩，今天聚集在这里，一起来分享你的话语，领受你的教导。主啊，愿你真理的圣灵与我们同在，充满我们每个人的心，好让我们今天聚在一起的时间是有你同在的时间，让我们可以从你的话语中重新得力，一起走向明天。我这样的祷告是奉恩主耶稣的名，阿们。好，现在呢，让我们先一起来看一下这两节经文的背景。
Let's first take a look at the background of these two passages.
那请大家要系好安全带，因为我们要一起坐上时光机器呢，来到公元前的700多年前。
Hold on to your seatbelts. We're going to take a quick trip in our little time machine and prepare to jet off back to 700 AD.
我真的好希望我们这个在线崇拜呢有 4D 影院的效果，也许在几年之后我们的讲道听到就可以有这样的新体验。
Oh, I wish our online services included 4D cinematic effects. Maybe that's something we can look forward to in future.
那现在呢，还是让我们来到公元前的700多年前，差不多呢是在中国的西周到春秋的这样的一个交界的时期。
Anyways, let's go back to 700 AD.In Chinese history, it was approximately between the Western Zhou Dynasty and the Spring and Autumn period.
那在地中海的边上呢，有几个国家，一个呢叫以色列，一个叫犹大。这两个国家呢，原本是同一个，也就是以色列，但是后来呢，被分裂成了南北两个国家。
Beside the Mediterranean Sea, there are a couple of countries, one called Israel, another called Judah.These two countries were originally one large country of Israel that later split into the northern and southern kingdoms of Israel and Judah, respectively.
他们知道呢，他们是属神的选民，他们的国家是属于神的。他们称其他的国家呢叫外邦国。
They all knew that they were God's chosen people. Their nation belonged to God, and they considered other countries as Gentile countries.
但是这两个国家都已经不专心敬拜神了。尤其是北国以色列，十九个王，每个王都是带着百姓呢敬拜假神。
However, neither of these countries continue to worship God wholeheartedly, especially in the northern kingdom of Israel. 19 out of 19 kings had led their people astray into worshiping idols and false gods.
最后呢，北国以色列他们竟然联合了亚兰这样一个外邦国来攻打他们的兄弟国犹大。
Eventually, this northern kingdom of Israel even teamed up with the Gentile country of Aram to attack their brothers in Judah.
神是很久忍耐，不轻易发怒的神，但这个时候，神也开始了他公义的审判。
God is a patient God, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. But at this, God began to enact his righteous judgment.
他兴起了另外一个强国亚述来攻打亚南，并且呢灭了北国以色列。
He raised up the powerful nation of Assyria against Aram and also destroyed the northern kingdom of Israel.
但是呢，在这样严厉的审判之后呢，神又让以赛亚这个先知呢去安慰以色列的百姓。
However, after this severe penalty had been enacted,God called Isaiah to comfort the people of Israel.
神说他会让北国以色列那些被外邦人所统治的城市呢重新得着荣耀。他会折断以色列百姓所负的重轭和肩头上的杖，并欺压他们人的棍。
God declared that he would once again bring glory to the cities of Israel that had been suffering Gentile oppression.For his people Israel, he would break the yoke of their burdens, the staff on their shoulders, and the rods of their oppressors.
他会让战争停止，让以色列的百姓享受永远的和平。
He would put an end to all wars and bring them eternal peace.
而神拯救以色列的方式呢，就是要赐给他们一个新王，来带他们进入到一个新的国度，开始新的生活。
And the way that God would save them was by giving them a new king that would usher them into a new kingdom and bring them new life.
那这个预言呢，最终应验在了耶稣的身上。
This prophecy was ultimately fulfilled through Jesus Christ.
在以赛亚书九章六节经文告诉我们，这个新王呢是一个婴孩，他一出生就被立为王了，他小小的肩膀上呢就扛着大大的政权。
Isaiah 9 verse 6 tells us that this new king was a child upon whom kingship and authority was given at birth, whose tiny little shoulders would uphold a large and mighty government.
那政权呢所对应的希伯来文单词呢 Hamishra 在整本圣经中只出现了两次，就是在这里，并且呢都是带着定冠词的。
The Hebrew word for government is Hamishra, and it only appears twice in the entire Bible, here in Isaiah, and it is modified with a definite article.
也就是说，这个政权呢，是专门指这个孩子所带来的政权。
In other words, the aforementioned government specifically refers to the government that will be brought by this child.
这样一个弱小的婴孩能有什么政权呢？
What kind of power can such a weak baby have?
他的政权和当时以色列人所经历的政权有什么不同呢？
How is his government different from the regime that the Israelites experienced at the time?
和我们现在的政权又有什么不一样呢？
How is it different from our current government?
他的政权和我们又有什么关系呢？
Finally, what does his government have to do with us?
也许我们和以色列人一样，会认为神所赐下的王应该是穿着闪亮的盔甲来到他们中间，打败他们的仇敌，高唱着凯歌进入了耶路撒冷，以一个强者和胜利者的姿态登台。
Perhaps we are also like the Israelites, expecting God's promised king to burst forth in shining armor to slay their enemies and ride victoriously back into Jerusalem with songs of jubilation and triumph, taking the stage as a strong and mighty conqueror.
但神所赐下的这个新王却是一个婴孩的形象登场。
But this new king that God provided arrived in the form of a baby.
是不是有一点让人大跌眼镜呢？你会依靠一个孩子来救你脱离困境，带给你新的未来吗？
Isn't it a bit shocking? Would you rely on a child to save you from your troubles and bring you into a new future?
但是神的道路高过人的道路。
Nevertheless, God's ways are higher than our ways.
主耶稣，神的儿子。他就是这样谦卑自己，成为一个婴孩的样子，来到了我们中间。
The Lord Jesus, the Son of God, came to us in humility in this exact form, the form of a child.
因为他不是靠强权来征服我们，他的政权是谦卑的政权。
Because he does not rely on military prowess to conquer us, his government is one of humility.
他不靠武力，不靠军事，而是靠谦卑顺服天父来成就和平的政权。
He does not rely on force or military power, but through humility and obedience to God the Father, he brings about a government of peace.
因他的谦卑顺服，神就高举他。
Because of his humble obedience, God elevated him to the highest of status.
圣经说，他名称为奇妙策士、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
The Bible says, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
一个新王登基都会有他的称号，这就是神赐给主耶稣的称号。
When a new king is enthroned, he is given a new title. This is the title that God gave the Lord Jesus.
他名称为奇妙，他来是要做我们的测试，指引我们人生的方向。
His name shall be called Wonderful. He came to be our counselor, to guide the direction of our lives.
全能的神呢，原文直译是神圣战士的意思。耶稣来是要做我们的元帅，为我们征战，救我们脱离黑暗的权势，进入光明的国度。
The original word for mighty God is translated as divine warrior.Jesus came to be our marshal, to fight for us and save us from the power of darkness and bring us into the kingdom of light.
永在的父说明耶稣来是要做我们的父亲，为我们建造一个永恒的家，和我们建立亲密的家人关系。
Everlasting Father means that Jesus came to be our Father, to create an eternal family and establish a close familial relationship with us.
他也是一位和平君王。和平呢，就是 shalom, 平安的意思。
He is also a prince of shalom, meaning prince of peace.
耶稣来是要带给我们平安，他的政权是和平的政权。
Jesus came to bring us peace, to bring about his government of peace.
他是要来帮助我们与神和好，也让我们从内到外都得着医治，让我们真正的健康完全。
He came to make peace between God and us, and he came to heal us from the inside out so that we may be truly healthy and complete.
这就是平安夜真正的含义。
In Chinese, Christmas Eve is translated as peaceful evening, and this is the true meaning of this peaceful evening.
他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。
On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and evermore.
使国坚定的原文动词的画面呢，是使之正常、正确、坚固的意思。
The Hebrew word picture for to establish has the meaning of to put right, correct, or to be firm or right.
它并不是指呢一种稳定的状态，而是一个动态的过程。强调的呢，不是说这个被建立的对象的稳定性，而是指这个对象的永久性和效用性。
It must be noted, however, that the focus in most texts is not on a state, but rather on making or becoming. What is emphasized is not stability, but permanence and utility.
也就是说，它是指呼召某人或者某个事物呢，进入到一个可以永远实现它的功能的过程。
In other words, it means to call something into being in such a way that it fulfills its function permanently.
所以呢，耶稣来呢，是呼召我们进入到一个可以永远实现我们生命的功能的过程当中。
So, Jesus came to call us into a process that can realize the eternal function of our lives.
耶稣来呢，也是呼召你进入到一个可以实现你的生命的永远的功用的过程当中。
Jesus came to call you into a process that can realize the eternal function of your life.
耶稣的政权能恢复我们生命永恒的功用，让我们真正与神和好，得享平安。
Jesus' government can restore the eternal function of our lives, allowing us to truly reconcile with God and enjoy peace.
在耶稣来之前，以色列人试图遵守神的律法，但是他们失败了。
Before Jesus came, the Israelites tried to obey God's law, but they failed.
他们以为他们只要按照律法表面的意思，有表面的行为就可以讨神的喜悦，而他们的心却远离神。
They thought that as long as they obeyed the apparent meaning of the law at a superficial level, they could please God despite having hearts that were far from him and rife with idol worship.
神要的是我们发自内心对他的敬畏、尊崇和顺服。
God wants our genuine, heartfelt worship, respect, and obedience.
耶稣来了，救我们脱离罪，帮助我们可以真正明白。并且自由地顺服神的话。
Jesus came to save us from our sins and help us to truly understand and freely obey God's word.
所以，我们只要相信耶稣，就能够蒙神喜悦。
As such, we can please God simply by believing in Jesus.
耶稣来不是要审判你我的罪，所以你不要害怕，也不要躲避他。
Jesus did not come to judge our sins, so please do not be afraid and do not avoid him.
耶稣来不是要定你的罪，让你羞愧。
Jesus did not come to condemn or shame you.
他来是来帮助你的，是来恢复你生命的功用的。
He came to help you, to restore the function of your life.
当你不断地降服在耶稣的爱里，不断地降服在他的话语里，当你不断让耶稣做你的王， 你的生命就能不断地被神坚固，成为神的国度的一部分了。
When you continuously surrender to the love that he has for you, when you continuously meditate on his words, when you continuously allow Jesus to be your king, your life will be established by God to be part of his kingdom.
万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
热心的希伯来文呢，是一个表情感的抽象名词，也可以翻译成呢，嫉妒、热情。
The Hebrew word for zeal is an abstract term expressing emotion, and it can also be translated as jealousy or passion.
神呢，是一位有着丰富情感的神。
God is a God full of rich emotions.
他这样很久忍耐地等候以色列人悔改，又赐下安慰和应许，并且毫无保留地把他的独生子赐给他们，是因为他想要和以色列人建立真实的爱的关系。
He waited so long and patiently for the Israelites to repent, comforted them and granted promises to them, and did not even withhold from them his only begotten son, because he wanted to establish a true, loving relationship with them.
神把他的独生子赐给我们，也是因为他想要和我们建立真实的爱的关系。
God gave us his only begotten son because he wanted to establish a true loving relationship with us as well.
耶稣的政权是爱的政权。
The government of Jesus is the government of love.
这爱是恒久忍耐的爱，是真理的爱，也是永恒不变的爱。
This love is a patient love, a true love, and an eternal love.
两千多年前当主耶稣降生在马槽中的时候，他已经知道他要承受的是什么。
2,000 years ago, when the Lord Jesus was born in a manger, he already knew what he would have to endure.
他已经知道他会被拒绝，被轻看，他会因爱受伤，甚至为我们受死。
He already knew that he would be rejected, despised. He would be hurt out of love.And even die for us.
但是他还是选择了坚定地踏上了这一条路。
However, he still firmly chose to embark on that path.
他顺服天父，他相信天父的应许。
He obeyed the Father. He trusted in the Father's promises.
他知道他会在这个地上拥有一个真正属于他的家。我们会从心里真正地爱他。尊重他，顺服他，并且享受他的爱。
And he knew that he would be given a family that belonged to him on earth, and that we would truly love him with a sincere heart, respect him, obey him, and enjoy the love that he has for us.
弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，你现在是在什么样的困难当中呢？
Brothers and sisters, friends,What kind of difficulties are you facing these days?
当你回想2020年，你是否已经失去了面对未来的勇气？
When you think back on 2020, does it make you lose the strength to face the future?
当你面对各样的打击，失去你所爱的人，在关系中受伤。
When you are faced with various tribulations, when you lose loved ones, when you are hurt in relationships,
当你经历经济的困难，在工作上也倍感疲倦。
When you face financial hardships, or you're burnt out from work.
当你不知道你是应该回国还是留在美国，你不知道神会不会给你预备工作解决你的身份问题。
You don't know if you should stay in America or return to your home country. You don't know if God will prepare a job for you or sort out your legal status.
弟兄姐妹，朋友们，神都知道。
Brothers and sisters, friends, God knows all of it.
主耶稣他已经看到了你所经历的这一切，他也明白你的感受。
The Lord Jesus has already seen everything that you've experienced, and he knows how you feel.
其实，当你在等候工作、等候爱情、等候身份、等候身体复原、关系修复、等候疫情过去的时候，主耶稣他也一直 在等你。
Actually, whilst you've been waiting for employment, romance, legal status, recovery from sickness, reconciliation in relationships, the passing of the pandemic, Jesus has also been waiting for you the entire time.
他在等你接受他，他在等你相信他，不断的相信他。
He has been waiting for you to accept him, to believe in him, a continued belief in him.
他在等你放下一切挂虑，一切让你觉得很沮丧、很失望，甚至痛苦的人事物。
He has been waiting for you to let go of all your worries and all your concerns, all the people and things that have hurt or disappointed you.
他在等你转向他，牵住他向你伸出来的手，让他带着你继续往前走。
And instead, turn to take his outstretched hand to allow him to lead you from now on.
他在温柔又耐心地等候你，回应他对你的爱。
He is waiting gently and patiently for you to respond to his love.
你愿意相信他吗？
Would you trust him?
你愿意让耶稣进入你的未来吗？
Are you willing to let Jesus into your future?
你愿意让他带你进入新的生活吗？
Are you willing to let him take you into a new life?
在这个圣诞节，我们纪念神的儿子道成肉身来到我们中间。
This Christmas, we remember the Son of God in flesh incarnate. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
他来是要跟你说。
He came to say to you,
我爱你。
I love you.
你是属我的。
I love you. You belong to me.
天离地很远，但耶稣为了你从天上来到地上。
The distance between the sky and earth is vast, but he was willing to leave his place in heaven to come to earth for you.
神与人的距离遥不可及，但耶稣为了你，为了想靠近你，他愿意从神成为一个人。
The distance between God and man is immeasurable, but Jesus, in order to be close to you,was willing to empty himself and be born in the likeness of men.
生与死的距离没有人能够跨越，但是主耶稣，他为了让你的生命恢复永恒的功效，他甘愿经历死亡。
No one can cross the distance between life and death, but the Lord Jesus, in order to restore your life to eternal efficacy, was willing to experience death and bridge that divide.
这一切，我想对于耶稣这位全能的君王来说，都不是难事。
All of this for an almighty king like Jesus isn't necessarily a difficult thing to do.
但是我想，就像一首诗所写的。
Yet I think it's just like what that famous quote says.
世界上最遥远的距离，不是生与死的距离，而是我就站在你面前，你却不知道我爱你。
The greatest distance in this world is not that of life or death. It is when I am standing before you, and you do not know that I love you.
其实每一次有人跟你分享福音，都是主耶稣在跟你说，我爱你，你是属我的。
Every time someone shares the gospel with you, it's always Jesus saying to you, I love you, for you belong to me.
每一次当耶稣来到你的生命里面，来清理你心中隐藏的偶像，也是主耶稣在对你说，我爱你，你是属我的。
Every time Jesus comes to clear out the idols hidden in your heart so that you can belong to him that little bit more, is again him saying to you, I love you, for you belong to me.
在你最伤心难过的时候，其实主耶稣他就在你的身边。
In your most desperate and sorrowful state, he is there right beside you.
他想要和你建立亲密关系。
He wants to establish an intimate relationship with you.
他想要做你的父亲，你的君王，你的向导，你的安慰者，你的救主。
He wishes to be your father, your king, your guide, your comforter, your savior.
你愿意接受他对你的爱吗？
Are you willing to accept his love?
你愿意相信他的话，相信他仍然在掌权吗？
Are you willing to believe his words and believe that he remains sovereign?
你愿意让他来安慰你，来鼓励你吗？
Are you willing to let him comfort and encourage you?
你愿意让他进入到你的未来，来带领你的人生吗？
Are you willing to let him into your future, to lead your life from now on?
诗歌说，救主离弃宝座荣冕，甘愿降世为拯救我。但在伯利恒并无一地方可做你出生之处。
As the lyrics of the song we sung earlier said, Thou didst leave thy throne and thy kingly crown when thou camest to earth for me.But in Bethlehem's home was there found no room for thy holy nativity.
主耶稣并不在乎他出生的时候没有地方做他的出生之处。
The Lord Jesus did not care that there was no room at the inn for him to be born into.
他在乎的是你是否愿意把你的心空出来来做他的宝座。
What he cares about is whether or not you are willing to open up your heart to him, make room for him in your heart, for him to take up his holy throne.
你愿意让你的心成为他的宝座吗？
Are you willing to let him take the place that should be his alone, deep within your heart?
你愿意迎接君王耶稣降临到你的心中吗？
Are you willing to welcome King Jesus to dwell inside your heart?
他的政权是谦卑、和平和爱的政权。
His government is one of humility, love, and peace.
他来不是要辖制你，而是要赐给你自由，让你可以得到真正的平安。
He did not come to oppress you, but to set you free, free to enjoy true peace.
但愿我们都像这首诗歌所唱的。
May it be for us like the lyrics of this song.
主啊，登上你圣宝座，在我心深处。愿我心成为你宝座，完全属于你。
Lord, take up your holy throne deep within my heart. Take the place that is yours alone deep within my heart.
祝大家圣诞快乐。
Merry Christmas, everyone.
让我们一起祷告。Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for loving us. We want to love you more. We want to serve you more. We want our hearts to be a holy throne. Please come, come to our lives. Lead our every day into your suffering, into your death, also into your resurrection. Lord, I pray for everyone who is listening to this message.And who is celebrating the Christmas Eve with us. Lord, may you go to each of their heart, to shake their heart, to lead their life, to give them hope, to give them a brighter future as you promised us. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.